fortunately for me, I've got a cadre of young students who are out looking at stuff, and we'll be talking about them and with them in the next half hour. And you listeners out there who are kind enough to share your observations with me and with all of the rest of the listeners. So if you have observations you want to share, give us a call. Let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. We always like to hear from you, and that is the truth. This is community radio, and you are the community, so.
That's right. John, I want to know from you. I saw a recent photo. I think you were in the second grade classroom in Hill City.
Yes.
You had more glee on your face than those kids did.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. You walk into a classroom, and the kids are so receptive and so excited to learn about the world that they live in that I go in there, and it doesn't matter how I feel when I go in. I come out energized. Those kids give more than they get. They just are empowering. It's wonderful to be in a classroom with those kids. Now, I know if you're a teacher and you have to do that day in and day out, it's got to be a bit of a strain. I understand, and I admire all of the teachers out there who spend their days educating our children because their job is so important. I'm glad that I can help out a little bit, and I am thrilled to be able to come into a classroom and just to listen to those kids. And Diana's got her second graders just keyed. They are just the best. Wow. They are so sharp. They're just, man, they had these graphs. And I mean, second graders, they're not even supposed to understand graphs. And yet here's a classroom of second graders all with their hands up. Let me tell them. I know what it means. And they're all interpreting this graph on weather and temperature. And it was just wonderful. Wow. Always is exciting.
Well, we sure salute the teachers who take the extra time. We know how hard they work. They work, you know, not just when they're at school. They've got so much to do for their classrooms, but they are committed to making sure that kids know about nature.
Yeah.
And they take this extra time. They make sure these recordings get in, and it's just a great way to connect. So we'll have our student phenology reports coming up. There are classrooms all around the state.
Yes.
Today we're going to get this geographic expanse from Ely to Northfield.
Yeah,
today.
We're going to hear, we've got a really good breadth and spread of locations today, and we should probably get to them, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to start off today down in the south. I figure this is the time of year when the events that are going to eventually make it to the north will be first noted in the southern reaches of our listening area. So today we start with the school, Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Corey from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. It has been a very busy bird week down here. We've seen several large robin flocks. They're eating the crab apples and pecking at the exposed dirt where the snow is melted. We also saw a cedar waxwing eating the berries left on the mountain ash. A northern flicker was also pecking at the dirt at the base of a tree. Juncos and chickadees finally found the suet feeders we put out. We've seen a ring-nest pheasant pecking at the dirt on the edge of the road every day this week. We have also noticed some changes in the plants near our school. The weeping willow is a brighter green and yellow, and the dogwood seems to be a brighter red. In the mammal world, we have seen red squirrels chasing each other. We have also seen a possum. Are you playing Marshmallow Madness? We are. You should check it out. This has been Prairie Creek, one more step along the phenology journey.
Wonderful report. One more step along. And listen to the list. Robins, cedar waxwings, juncos, flickers, and a couple others that I wasn't able to note down. But those are all birds that are moving this way. And it will be interesting to see how long it takes them. What sort of weather we have will play a big role in that. But how long it takes them to get here to our reaches in northern Minnesota. Our next school is a little bit east and a little bit south, and it is Carleton.
Hi, this is Megan,
Sophia,
Luke,
and Gavin from Mrs. Korsendorfer's sixth grade classroom at Carleton High School.
We are reporting on the week of March 5th through March 9th this This week, the temperature ranged from 38 degrees Fahrenheit to 12 degrees Fahrenheit.
We have gotten lots of snow these past few weeks, so there's a giant pile of snow behind our school. Down by the stream, we couldn't tell solid ground from ice.
We heard some crows in our first robin this spring. Deer, rabbit, canine, coyote, and vole tracks were seen by several students. There was a small, warm deer trail through the woods.
Some of the students slid down a hill on their bellies like penguins. On the way to school this morning, Megan spotted an owl on a fence post in farmland. It was grayish brown in color.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
A nice chorus of voices from the Carleton area. Crows and a robin in the Carleton area. Lots of animal tracks on top of that snow that we got this past week. So interesting report from them. Our next report, we're going to slide up the shore just a little bit along the Lake Superior shore to two harbors.
Hello from the North Shore Community School and the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phenology report for the week of March 3rd, 2018. My name is Quinn, and I am your phenologist for this week. The wind was fierce over the weekend, and also on Monday night and Tuesday. 25 to 35 mile per hour wind was recorded several places. In Lakeside, many students lost power due to the fierce wind. Some of Abby's 2,000-pound hay bales were knocked over. Ari's window was rattling so hard she thought it was going to break. On Monday morning, Ari saw a few snow flurries at her bus stop. The weather has been in the 30s for the past week or so, but the wind has been blowing a slight breeze that is very cold. Our classes have been seeing many seagulls flying around. On Tuesday, Sam saw a large owl sitting on a branch about 2 feet from the ground. Dina saw a wild turkey on the side of the road, their winter coats getting ready for summer. On the 8th, two foxes were seen hunting or crossing fields. One fox was missing his front left paw. It was hobbling across the snow, and it was a sad sight. We have been closely observing the branches this week to see which species have been growing leaves in warm temperatures. Many of the birch branches have sprouted lots of leaves in the past couple of weeks. The alder was a very early flower, and so was the maple. The tamarack's needles are soft and lime green. However, the oaks are slower to leaf out. Although the red maple blossomed weeks ago, still no leaves are open. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Clinton. Nice job. The fierce winds, and they were fierce. You know, we'll talk a little bit about that during the phenology program coming up later this next hour. But yeah, those winds were pruning a lot of branches off of area trees. Our next report comes from the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota. Chris Holmes is the teacher there.
Hello. My name is Emma Hipple. I am reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phonology for Tuesday, March 13, 2018. Hannah reports that John Latimer reports seeing a painted turtle sunning itself on a log on Silver Lake last Wednesday. Hannah found another turtle by her house on Sunday, so she made him a turtle habitat in an aquarium with a light and keeps it in her bedroom and feeds it minnows. Haley says a fox made her mom scream yesterday when it ran across the highway in front of their car. Ashton observed a bald eagle Monday morning from the classroom window flying lazy circles above the flower plant. Sean does not really want to report that walking down the sidewalk he heard a crow above him. Then he felt something drop on his shoulder, and then you can probably guess what landed on him. Mackenzie counted 5 trumpeter swans on Silver Lake over the weekend. I personally have seen 6 at one time, then Uriah can back me up on that. The kids on bus 12 have seen a family of otters skid on the ice of the Butler Swamp north of town. Crows are so loud outside of Kylie's house that she can't hear herself think. Even though it was a warm week last week, Gage reports 15 inches of snow on the ground on his in his yard. The pine grosbeaks are gone from our feeders, and now we are hearing lots of chickadees and nuthatches that make this sound. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Emma. Nice job. Lots of snow yet in the Virginia area. And yes, I did see a painted turtle at Silver Lake. It was so astonishing. I almost didn't know what to think. It was sitting on a little deadhead, and as I walked up, it dove into the water and swam down, but it was certainly a painted turtle. And in that area, well, in Silver Lake, which is warmed by the power plant there, I'm certain that it probably had reason to get up and get active early in the spring. It's certainly well ahead of the other turtles in the neighborhood. I am certain of that. Our final report this week comes from our good friends in Ely at the school there, and Mariah Jeske is the teacher.
Hello, this is a phenology report for the Ely area for the week of March 5th through March 11th. My name is Izzy, and I'm reporting from Miss Jeske's 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Both our high and low temperatures for the last week was on March 10th. The high was 35 degrees and the low was negative 7 degrees. Drew calculated that we had 25 minutes more daylight this week compared to last week. There were many observations of the warming temperatures and longer, warmer days. Henry said that the quinzy he built in his yard collapsed. There were reports of lots of slush on both Garden Lake and Lake Vermilion. Miner's Lake had almost no slush on it from Caden's report. Extra sunlight and warm temperatures are also causing a change in plants and trees. More students are noticing small patches of grass and leaves where the snow has melted. Rosemary noticed that her crab apples on the tree in her yard are falling off. On the 11th, Sam F. tapped 6 maple trees in his yard, but there has been no sap yet because the temperatures have not been above freezing. Animals are starting to move around once more. A few bird reports, including Izzy seeing a pileated woodpecker that was pecking at the bottom of a tree in her yard. She thought it was finding food since the snow had melted there. Chase had been seeing blue jays eating the corn that they are putting out for the deer, and he is seeing less chickadees. Ty threw some cereal out in his yard and noticed that later a pine marten was eating it. A coyote was spotted by Isaiah when he was out ice fishing over the weekend. Deer seemed to be a lot more active and moving around. Sam Leeson observed 15 deer walking down the road during his bus ride to the school. Abby reported noticing less deer coming to her feeder and thought that they are finding more food in the woods. As a class, we are enjoying more light in the evening because of daylight savings time. We will be back to report on more observations next week.
Thank you so much, Izzy. Nice job. I was up in the Ely classroom this past week and had a great visit up there. Those kids are really excited about phenology, and they have lots of things to look at out there. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's always encouraging to me to hear people get out and work with one another to help to understand the world that we live in. And the interesting thing about phenology is that it's all local. So what happens in Grand Rapids isn't the same thing that happens in Aiken or in Ely or in Carleton or in Northfield. And it's not the same time either. So the timing, the shifting of nature, the shifting of the seasons is really, really exciting. A couple of other notes that came in. Our good friend Joel over in Mattawa says that no spring arrivals at the bird feeders. Pine grosbeaks have been gone for a week now. And that's another note we had noted. Let's see, who was it? Was it the group in Carleton, I think, mentioned, or maybe it was Two Harbors mentioned that the pine grosbeaks had disappeared. Now it's just the red poles and the usual suspects. I didn't have any pine siskins this winter. I had lots of red poles, but no pine siskins. Joel goes on to say, deeper snow cover has the deer making greater use of the groomed ski trails and in some stretches trampling tracks enough to significantly affect skiing speed. Now, I don't know if trampling down the snow like that makes you faster or slower, but I know what it's like to have the deer using your trails. They they come and use my trails a lot. He goes on to say, three separate sightings of eagles, one flying over my house at 6:30 this evening. Sizable flock of turkeys showed up just after Thanksgiving. Likely story. I'm sure they were there in time for you to harvest one for Thanksgiving. Platform feeder daily through Christmas. Haven't seen them since until earlier this evening. Out skiing shortly before 6, I noticed the whole flock, presumably the same ones, on a sloped pasture south of the ski trails. They were probably 300 yards away at an elevation roughly 100 feet down and just proceeding to the east at a moderate walking rate in a single file. I can't imagine what they would be doing there, as there's no food I know of that would be nearby. And it's kind of confusing because a lot of turkeys, a lot of people are seeing turkeys, and what are they eating? I mean, it takes a lot to feed a 20-pound bird. That's a lot of food to keep a bird that size warm. So it must be oak acorns. There's not enough, at least in this area, not enough corn grown or soybeans grown to really support a flock of turkeys, but...
You know, my friend Augie, who lives in Shevlin on a farm, I saw him last Saturday. Hmm. He had a phenology report. That's the first thing he said to me. He didn't even say hello. And he had seen a flock of turkeys as well. So he was super excited because he's a hunter. He knows all about this kind of stuff. And he's engaged in, my goodness, that kid knows the world outside. And we've even heard his voice. He's from one of the schools in Bemidji that reports
great.
To us.